Welcome to the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as sons and daughters of Almighty God are gathered as the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church, in thanksgiving and in return of His great love and mercy. Jesus died on the cross for our salvation and waiting on us to guide us and teach us His truth of love and mercy. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection, the blessing salvation message, and evangelize God's people to follow Jesus Christ in order to prepare all of our hearts to be holy and perfect so we can enter the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the eternal, life-giving Word of God in order to feed and tend God's people. Witness Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Help God's people to follow Jesus Christ, the way of the cross, which is the holy journey to heaven, according to the teachings of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, to enter the kingdom of God, based on Almighty God, our eternal Father's master plan, according to His holy will, so that those who are baptized will grow more in holiness and get closer to God. Those who do not know Jesus Christ will get to know Him, so they also will have great hope of salvation in eternal life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, during this holy journey to heaven, Jesus will teach us to truly love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and with all our strength, and love one another. So we will be purified and sanctified to become holy and perfect with the Most Holy Trinity's love, in order to prepare our hearts to be united with God and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we as children of Almighty God are obligated, and it is our duty, to willingly take responsibility to respond to His holy call to love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, and one another, in order to become holy and perfect, and to teach and discipline future generations with Almighty God, our Eternal Father's merciful love. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as children of Almighty God are striving to grow in holiness as the body of Jesus Christ within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. As Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." The foundation of the Holy Roman Catholic Church is the seven holy sacraments. Through these holy sacraments, we as a church grow in God's holy love in order to enter the kingdom of heaven with the help of our true mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints and angels. We come to do God's holy will by loving God and one another, to serve God and His people, all mankind, nations and languages, and every age, for all of our salvation, and for Almighty God, our Eternal Father's glory alone. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears His glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Let us read now from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, starting at verse 2. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Let us read now from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let us read now from the letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 11 and 12. See, the Lord proclaims to the ends of the earth, say to daughter Zion, your Savior comes. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called frequented, a city that is not forsaken. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, starting at verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word, when he had accomplished purification from sins. He took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my Son, this day I have begotten you? Or again, I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're so grateful to God that you can be with us. And we'd like to let you know that you can hear this broadcast right now on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choosing listen to WNWI.
Good evening. My name is Mike.
Praise be to God. My name is Doug.
God bless you all. This is Brother James.
Thanks be to God. This is Vern.
God's blessings to you and your families. This is Diane.
God's blessings. My name is Fran.
And we encourage you now to please go get your Bible and read the scriptures along with us as you listen to the program.
Now that the Christmas season is over, and now we entered into the new year, and Epiphany is before us, I'd just like to share from my heart what the Epiphany means to me and what it's doing in my heart. And first off, I must share with you, the tremendous blessing that the Love Holy Trinity has brought into my life over the past 14 years, unfolding and revealing to me where I've been, where I'm at, and where I need to go. And as we just passed the Advent season and Christmas, you know, the preparation, Advent and Christmas, the coming of Christ, and now the Epiphany is before us. And the Epiphany is the unfolding, the unveiling of God's revelation for our salvation, His plan being laid out for us in the Holy Word of God. And as I said, for the 14 years that I've been in Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, it continued to unfold for me, you know, just who I am, the sinner before Almighty God. Because before the mission, I was always going my way and totally in the dark. And when the mission brought me into the light through the Holy Word of God and prayer, then every year since then, this Epiphany has more and more come alive for me. Because through the Holy Word of God, for me, it continued to reveal to me and show me how much of a sinner that I am and how much repentance has to take place in my heart. And every year I'm reminded of that as Advent has just passed. Advent is the preparation for the coming of Christ. In the preparation, the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission continues to show me how I must prepare myself for the coming of Christ, for the unfolding of His plan for salvation of my soul. Because of how I lived outside of God's love, God's grace, for many, many years. And now, there isn't words to express or thank God enough for what He has showed me and unveiled to me through the Holy Word and through the sacraments of this Holy Catholic Church. I've always been a Catholic, but only because now of the whole Holy Trinity Blessed Mission to see just truly who I am before Almighty God and how I've treated Him by going my way, by denying Him and pushing Him aside. Because now through the reading of the Holy Word of God and prayer and the sacraments of this Holy Catholic Church, now, for me, it is just coming alive. Just coming alive. And this Epiphany is just another gift, meaning the gift of seeing and knowing how I must live my life. And it's through this revelation that God is revealing to me and whoever will listen to Him about His salvation plan. So I thank God for that. I continue to thank God for the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission and for what it has brought to light in my heart. The truth, Jesus Christ. I cannot say enough of how it affected my heart, my soul, my life. Because I have changed. I have changed tremendously from where I was outside of Christ in darkness. And now, you know, this new life with Christ in this Holy Roman Catholic Church is just exploding, coming alive through the Holy Word. Through this Bible, it is literally coming alive. I find myself living the Word every day, you know, and it's not easy because I'm a sinner and I continue to deny Him, continue to offend Him by my actions and by my thoughts because I'm weak and I'm still a sinner. I am not perfected. And so the Church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, that's what it's here for, is to help us, guide us along this plan that has been revealed through the Epiphany, the coming of Christ now revealing His plan for salvation. Tremendous, tremendous blessing. And there isn't words to express this gift that he's laying here for us.
What a blessing. And it all becomes alive. If you come to the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission meetings, those things come alive. And I struggle and struggle, and I still got a long ways to go, but I must admit that God has blessed me. So it's a real struggle to keep it and keep moving forward and not backwards. It's a narrow journey, but you have so much, I don't know how to say, hope, peace. You know, it doesn't come overnight. You know, I thought, well, boy, I'll just do this, and, you know, I'll see all this. No.
Doug, you made a beautiful point there about, you know, what happens in our hearts, and you're speaking what's happening in my heart. You know, this tremendous peace. When I first came into the mission, I brought in with me in the mission, you know, darkness, my sinfulness. And as you just witnessed, what has taken place in your heart has taken place in my heart. The dying part, the taking, the stripping out of this darkness, of the sinfulness that I brought in to this mission. Because I carried it in the Catholic Church for many, many years, not knowing that I was in darkness, I was in sin, I was dead to Christ. And this mission, like you just shared, Doug, what is taking place? And it's a tremendous, tremendous peace that I'm receiving. The peace is there because Christ, I know Christ now, is in the Holy Word of God. And nurtured by the sacraments of this Holy Catholic Church that has come alive for me now because we're listening to the Word of God. And it's just purifying and sanctifying the heart. You know, and what is taking place? A new life. Because I cannot now continue to carry with me what I brought, which is darkness and sin and death inside of me. So Christ has come now, I know, through the Holy Word and through the sacraments of this Holy Catholic Church, to deliver me, set me free, to bring me into the light. And that's what I've been reading through Holy Scripture for many, many years, revealing and telling me how I must live this life, this earthly life, so that someday I can have eternal life with Him. And it just continues, as you said, Doug, coming alive. It just continues to reveal to me how I am not living according to God's way, God's laws, and God's precepts. And then it continues to show me that, James, you've got to live it this way. You've got to follow me this way. And yet, like you said, Doug, it's tough. And it's impossible when we take our eyes off of Christ. When I take my eyes off of Christ, you know, I stumble and I fall. I sin. And then, you know, the beautiful thing that the church gives me is this reconciliation to get back on track. And to hold that track, that narrow path, is to stay in the light, which is, I'm finding now, is the sacramental life laid out by this Holy Roman Catholic Church. Tremendous, tremendous blessing that God has given me and everyone that wants to embrace it. You know, and for many, many years, I never embraced it. Only the grace of God's mercy that has brought me into this light, into this mission. And this mission, Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, going to the meetings, as you said, Doug, reading the Word of God, praying every day, staying connected to the light, going to Masses, sitting before the Blessed Sacrament, you know, has changed my heart. Not perfect yet. I've got a long way to go. But I have that peace in my heart, you know, of Christ. And I just want more. I just want more of it. That's what I believe that is coming from reading the Word of God and praying and nurtured by the sacraments of the Church. Daily Mass and the Eucharist and Eucharistic Adoration. It just continues to nurture me back to the life of Christ. And then through that, what we're finding is now through this Epiphany, it's coming alive. He's revealing His revelation from heaven through Jesus Christ, Holy Word of God. That's what I'm experiencing. And it's a tremendous, tremendous grace. And that's what I see happening all the time is as I read the Word of God and pray. The Word of God reveals to me that I'm a sinner and reveals to me how I've offended God through my thoughts, through my actions, through my, you know, denial of Him and dealing with other people. And I see that sinfulness and right away I repent and ask God for forgiveness. And I never seen that before, never even realized it before. But now, because of the Word of God and quiet prayer and the sacraments, He's unfolding before me, you know, who I am, a sinner that I am. And the change that has to take place in me is to become holy and perfect, you know. And now that God is revealing more and more, what He's asking of all of us here is to proclaim and witness what is happening in our hearts. Just you know, simply what is taking place? What transformation is taking place in my heart? And Doug, you talked about it, you know, how it's changed your life. And that's how it's changed mine. No different. It's brought new life. It's brought peace where there was no peace. Tremendous blessing. Thanks be to God.
And just last week, or this past week, I was reading another line where it said the Magi came and prostrated themselves and did him homage. And I thought, wow, I get to take part in that same holy hour. We get to do it every day, or every time we make a holy hour. And I just think that is just amazing that we can now prostrate ourselves and give him homage. It just keeps me going.
Friend, that's so beautiful to witness, you know, because I too, you know, feel the same way, you know, about spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, spending an hour, mm-hmm. you know, before the mission, even though I'm Catholic, Fran, and I'm sure you all your life too. Sure. You know, for me, I never spent an hour before the Blessed Sacrament, never spent that time with my Father. Where was my time spent? It was spent out in the world, following my way. Mm-hmm. But the mission, the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, like you, has changed. Changed my attitude, changed your attitude to spend time, spending an hour or two or three before the Blessed Sacrament, you know. And a tremendous, tremendous change in the heart that at least for me, I desire to be there. I want to be there. And it seems like more time that I spend there, I want to go back more. Mm-hmm. I want to spend more. And it's the same as the Word of God. The more I read, the more I want. Because I understand now that the Word of God is Jesus. It is Jesus, and He's alive. He's living in the Word. And the more that we take in this Word, the more that I take it in, the more I desire it, the more I want more of it. It's mm-hmm. the thirst. It's the spiritual thirst that I have that, you know, that God has given me and allowed me to see through this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission. Because, you know, I can remember, you know, as the servants came out and telling us, you know, hey, you got to pray and you got to read and come to the sessions every week. We had sessions, you know, and why do we got to go every week? Because I know now, because where my heart was at, now God is telling me, desire Him. And what changed that desire? Jesus Himself. I mean, you know, the desire to be with Him, to spend time with Him. Now I desire to spend more time praying, reading the Word of God, rather than sitting out there following the things of the world. You know, and what has changed that? The love for Christ. That is so powerful that this mission has unfolded for me. Which is it's always been there in the Catholic Church for me, but I never realized it. The epiphany, you know, the unfolding of God's revelation, His plan, His love for His children, for me. You know, I didn't realize before the love that He had for me, that He was willing to die for me, you know. And now He's showing me the way through this epiphany, the unfolding of His revelation, His plan for the salvation of me, for my soul. Because if it wouldn't have been for the, you know, the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, helping me to wake up, come alive in this Holy Roman Catholic Church, honestly, I can say I was on the highway that was leading to destruction. And I thank and praise God forever for this tremendous blessing that He continues through the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission to unveil for me. You know, I just cannot say enough, you know, hearing you and Doug speak of what's happening because of the mission. Tremendous blessing.
I think with you've been sharing, I'd like to tell you a little personal story. Before Christmas, on a Saturday morning, I was just really busy, and my body said I needed a cup of coffee. And so I pulled into our new restaurant, and I thought, oh, good, I'm so busy, I'm going to get through really fast. Well, it didn't work that way. I just sat at my window, and the voice didn't come on, and I couldn't get my order in, and I'm sitting there, and so all of a sudden, you know, that impatience comes back that I've been, you know, trying very, very hard to be more patient, and so I thought, okay, this is a good opportunity, let's try to be patient. I got my order in, and get up to the window where you give the money, and sat there and sat there and waited. And then I finally get up to the window where I'm going to get my food, and ordered my coffee. And I had told them to put the cream in the coffee because it's so hard to take those lids off and in the car and open up the cream and put the cream in the coffee, and I usually spill it. So, please put the cream in the coffee for me. And she quickly hands me my cup of coffee, and I'm looking at it, and I knew she hadn't put the cream in. So I pulled out of the line, but right away now I'm starting to get a little peeved. Here they are, gave my order. They just didn't listen. And so instead of parking my car, I just pulled ahead and opened up the car door and got out, went into the restaurant, and I spilled that hot coffee all over my hand. Well, that didn't slow me down one bit. And went up to the counter. It's a new restaurant, so I didn't know where they put the cream. And I had to tell the girl at the counter my story. And she said, well, the cream is right over there. And I said, I was in my car, and I come through the drive-thru, and I wanted the cream in the coffee. So she took my cup of coffee, and she put the cream in it. And it I am so embarrassed to tell this story. And so I just took my cup of coffee and turned around, and there's a young man standing there, and he's just kind of looking at me. And when he looked at me like he did, then it all came to me exactly where I was at. Impatient, angry, prideful, thinking that, everything should be done the way I want it done, when I want it done, and don't lollygag, hurry up, because can't you see I'm in a hurry? It just all flooded to me. And I just felt sheepish, and I couldn't wait to get out of there. And later in the day, I had an opportunity, this beautiful power of prayer that we have here in Dubuque, 24-hour adoration. And I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time there. We can stop any time of the day. And sit in adoration. And I was sitting there, and I read the out of Scripture, Martha and Mary, to sit humbly at Jesus' feet. And then I just kind of went into quiet prayer. And in that quiet prayer, that whole incident just came back like I was watching TV. And I started to cry because, reading Scripture and Christ is telling us, to love one another and then to behave in that kind of manner. It was just very difficult to acknowledge to myself that that's where I'm at, still. I cried, and I asked God to forgive me, and I could see my sin, so clearly. And so in the weeks after that, when I go into the adoration and I go into quiet prayer, this scene keeps coming back to me. And I just hope and pray that young woman, at the counter, that she would find it in her heart to forgive me. And, I'm just so sorry for my behavior, wanting so much to love one another, and then the actions of your heart, they come out, that they will show you where you're at. And I just was so... sorry, in preparation for Christ's birthday, that I would behave in such a manner. And I tell you this story because before Love Holy Trinity, I would have felt extremely justified in my actions, and I wouldn't have given it another thought. In fact, I probably would have got on the phone and called the manager of the restaurant and got the two people into trouble, maybe lost their jobs. That's the way I was before I came to Love Holy Trinity. And today, you know, that action, it has just embarrassed me to tears that I would behave like that. And, you know, I'm humiliated that I would treat another human being in that manner. And I'm just begging God to forgive me and hoping that this person, you know, will forgive my actions.
Yeah, Diane, that was a beautiful witness of not only what you shared that's in your heart, but I think all of us here tonight can witness that we've always experienced that same thing, you know, that same condition of the lack of love. And I would just like to read from Holy Scripture that really sums it all up, you know, of how we must live according to God's calling, which is be holy as He is holy and to love Him and one another. 1 John 3, verses 11 through 24. Again, that's 1 John 3, verses 11 through 24. This is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we must love each other, not to be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder his brother? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's upright. Do not be surprised, brothers, if the world hates you. We are well aware that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Whoever does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you are well aware that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. This is proof of love, that he laid down his life for us, and we too ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone is well off in worldly possessions and sees his brother in need, but closes his heart to him, how can the love of God be remaining in him? Children, our love must be not just words or mere talk, but something active and genuine. This will be the proof that we belong to the truth, and it will convince us in His presence, even if our own feelings condemn us, that God is greater than our feelings and knows all things. My dear friends, if our own feelings do not condemn us, we can be fearless before God, and whatever we ask, we shall receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what is acceptable to Him. His commandment is this, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and that we should love each other as He commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments remains in God, and God in him. And this is the proof that He remains in us, the Spirit that He has given us. So I see, Diane, in this reading here, you know, what God is saying about, you know, loving Him and loving one another. And how we struggle to love because I'm not there yet, as you witnessed that, you know, He felt so bad. But thanks be to God that He continues to show us where we've offended Him, how we sinned against Him by our lack of love. I see many times in my daily activities, you know, maybe not even outwardly, but in my heart, my lack of love for someone, you know, that has said something or done something, you know, I truly see who I am, a sinner before Almighty God. But the most blessing time is that, and I thank God that I'm able to see and then ask God for forgiveness of that thought or that action because I'm not there yet. And it's tremendous. We're all seeing and sharing you know, where we're at, where we're not at, but thanks be to God that He is with us and showing us and guiding us through the Holy Word. And again, you know, as we are celebrating the Epiphany, that He continues to reveal to his children, whoever will listen, you know. And I thank God that I've had the grace and the blessing to be able to sit before the Word and pray that that He will continue to show me where I am not at yet, meaning not holy yet, and to follow Christ.
You know, Diane, one of the things that comes to mind for me, and when I do similar things, you know, I'm not saying I did the same thing you did, but I've done others and worse. I always think of Romans 7:15, when it says, I do what I don't want to do. And then the next thing I do is, once again, the Catholic Church has the great sacraments. I get to confession as fast as I can, because I know God died for my sins. If I get there to confession, will forgive me my sins. I have that great faith and trust in God that it will happen, and it does. And then you have that great peace back again. I find right away it's there. It was always there. It never left. I'm the one that left the great peace. It was always there. I'm the guy that left when I did what I did.
Well, the beautiful thing about Love, Holy Trinity, of Blessed Mission, you know, with the encouragement of, you know, daily Mass and the seven sacraments and reading Holy Scripture and practicing, you know, quiet prayer. Before I was a member of the mission, I wouldn't have thought about stopping in the middle of my day and taking some time, you know, to spend with the Lord. I never would have even thought about it, much less do it. And because of the mission, you know, every chance that I can, you know, I'll stop at the power of prayer and sit before the living presence of Jesus, and in practicing the quiet prayer, I believe, you know, it's not like your mind is doing it, you know, it's like you're opening up your heart and Christ is coming in and He's, you know, making you aware and showing you things, you know. And so I'm very grateful, you know, that the good Lord has shown me my sin so that I can be sorry and you know, voice my sin and confess my sin and then repent, you know. But I would never have slowed down before. I would have kept on going in high gear, you know. And so because of this wonderful blessed gift from God, this blessed holy mission and God's holy love, that I can see my sins and then really repent over them, you know.
I was thinking how what a blessing that you recognized it, that you went and repented as soon as you possibly could and then wept over what you did. I saw myself there and I thought, wow, you know, that's a grace, guy. And you're saying years ago you just stormed in and took the place apart, you know.
Right.
And what a blessing now that you see, you can see the growth in yourself. At least I can see you speaking to see the growth, you know, and I'm sure others can. And I was thinking of Teresa Lisieux, she thought of God. I was thinking, boy, if we could do that constantly. Constantly be in the presence of the Lord, which we are. We just don't know it. I mean, we just don't have that constant realization that every breath we take and every molecule we're made of, everything is from God. And He's the maker. We're not. All we are is a humble servant begging that He'll give us that. And if He does, praise God. And obviously He has, many of us, and will continue to bring others to the lovely Trinity, Blessed Mission, and the Roman Catholic Church. And they too will drink of this living water from Ezekiel 47 and be flowing over and over. And at that time, you know, eventually we'll get to heaven, and when nothing imperfect goes in there anyway, to heaven. So praise God. It's a sainthood is possible, and you're on your way. Praise God.
Diane,
wait, epiphany.
Diane, you and Doug are both talking about the same thing that I'm sure all the rest of us here tonight have dealt with, and that is the breaking away from my sinfulness. And you just witnessed, Diane, how God revealed to you your sinfulness. And before the mission, you know, you said you would never have seen it. Likewise, myself too. I would have never seen the action that offended God and continue to feed that action, you know, and to alienate myself from the light, from Christ. So, you know, I find myself the only way that I could break away from darkness, sin, is to hold on to Christ. And this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission has allowed me to be nurtured by the Word and prayer and have the sacraments come alive so that it allows me, like you just shared, that you were able to see your sinfulness and then repent over it. That's the break. That's how I see myself breaking away from sin. You know, it's because of what has taken place and what has guided me and instructed me in this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, which it woke me up to the Holy Catholic Church and all its glory and perfection, that I can become holy and break away from sin and darkness, you know. Because I know that before the mission, I didn't see my sinfulness. I didn't see the darkness that prevailed inside of me, so I kept on following it. I think there's a in 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10, I think it reveals so clearly of this sin that I must and all of us must break away from. And I'll read it here in verses 8 through 10. 1 John 1. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth has no place in us. If we acknowledge our sins, He is trustworthy and upright, so that He will forgive our sins and will cleanse us from all evil. If we say we have never sinned, we make Him a liar. And how many times in my life, my denial of my sinfulness, and as I said earlier, you know, and witness to all of you witnessing of what this mission has allowed to take place, and it has taken place in my heart also, is the realization, the spiritual realization of my sinfulness. And then I can proclaim it, you know, to Almighty God through reconciliation, you know, and allow Christ to come in and live and give me that peace that I so desire. And then it just says here, you know, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth has no place in us. If we acknowledge our sins, and the only way I could have not acknowledged my sins is that to have them revealed, as Doug said earlier, same likewise myself, being revealed of the ugliness, of the sinfulness, of how many times I denied God. It says right in here in verse 10, if we say we have never sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word has no place in me. That's why before the word has never come alive for me, because I denied God, and I remained in sin and darkness. And thanks be to God for this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission. It has set me on the path of salvation. Again, I'm a sinner, and I have a long way to go, and I thank God every day, every moment that I can, you know, to give Him glory and praise. And as Doug witnessed earlier about, you know, not always is my heart focused on God. Because why not? Because of my sinfulness. And that's many times where my spirit is at, desiring the darkness. And it's only by God's mercy and grace that He continues to help me, the sinner that I am, to see the light and desire that light, to become single-hearted, only having one true God. That's in my heart. But yet, as Doug read earlier about Romans 7, I continue to do what I do not desire in my heart. I desire to become holy. I desire to give only and focus only on God. But the action of my presence here, the weakness that's inside of me, I continue to sin and fall into sin. But again, thanks be to God that Jesus is here to help me, guide me. Only if I'm obedient to His word that He can help me become holy and perfect. And I thank God and praise God for this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission.
Another thought I had on verse 10 there, if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, His word is not in us. I find how many times I say, yeah, I sinned, but, you know, I don't know what my sin is. And I don't really want to look at my sin. And I find the reason is my sin is pride. I don't want to look at my sin. I don't want to acknowledge it. Yeah, I know I sinned. But it's real hard to say, yeah, I've sinned and this is my sin.
That great peace comes back. And that I have found by going to confession. Once again, one of those great seven sacraments to provide us. We've got all the tools to get to heaven to become saints. And the love, Holy Trinity, bless the mission, the Roman Catholic Church provide all that. Glory to God.
You know, Doug, I think the longer we're in the mission, the more we become to claim our sins, because we are starting to recognize what we do and what we don't do.
As you mentioned, about as we are in this mission longer and longer, it comes to be revealed to us who we are, this sinfulness. And now, through the reading of the Word of God, in quiet prayer, nurtured by the sacramental life of this Holy Catholic Church, all that I have built up now has to be taken out. And thanks be to God that we all share tonight what is taking place in and through this mission is the cutting out. What I'm able to see that I couldn't see before. And then when we see it, as Doug said, I want to get rid of it right away. I want to repent over it because I know that it's a hindrance. At least to me, I feel a ton of weight when I have something revealed to me that I've treated someone unkindly or in the past that I have done something. And it shows me right now that this is where it happened. This is what it was. And I want to repent over it. Before, I never saw it. And so this is what the mission continues to bring out through the reading the Word of God and prayer and staying in the sacraments of this Holy Roman Catholic Church. That's what I feel. I know that is taking place, is that it is moving my heart to understand how I've lived and how I must live now. You know, if I want to become holy, if I want to go home, I know what God has revealed to me. This is the epiphany. He continues to reveal what is waiting for me. And the reality for me is heaven or hell. That's what I get from reading the Word of God and knowing where I'm standing now, that what is waiting on me is heaven or hell. It depends. My choice, my free will, is to be obedient to the Word and to follow Jesus in His laws and His precepts and His commandments. And the road that I will be on is the road to salvation. But if I would have remained where I was at, I know now that I was on the road of destruction, the road that leads to hell. Because as I read the Word of God, Jesus is telling me where I was, where I was headed, and where I need to be going. And I every day I thank God for opening my eyes to see where I was headed, and where I can head now, and where I want to head now. And I want to become holy. That's my desire. In Jesus Christ, all is possible. I know that's what He says in Holy Scripture, so can I believe it? And then put that belief into practice and trust. And thanks be to God.
The story of the three kings following the star, following the light. I mean, they were searching for Jesus. And the other person in the story is the King Herod, who questioned and couldn't see. Well, when you see the light, that's what this light is showing us. It's showing us into our hearts what's in there, the dirtiness, the sinfulness. And kings wanted to follow that light and wanted to give homage. And they persisted until they found the Christ child. And then Herod ran the other way. And so you can see we're following the light, and paying homage is a much better place to be.
In the meantime, how do we do that? That was my big search throughout all my life. How do I do that? I read these words before. I've been to places over the last 40, 50, 60 years, a few years here. How do I do that? And I found it. And I would just highly recommend it for people to come into the mission and taste and see. Just come and go to a few classes, wherever you are out there. What a blessing. Just come and taste and see. The Scripture is alive, and you'll see it too.
We truly thank and praise Almighty God that you could be with us today for the Grow in God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. If you'd like to join the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, and find out where meetings are taking place, they are currently being held in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to bring the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, into your parish. Or if you'd like to subscribe to the New Life in the Holy Trinity, please call us at 773-745-0011. The number again, 773-745-0011. And you can also email us at lhtbm@lhtbm.com. Again, lhtbm@lhtbm.com. And you can also hear this broadcast on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, irach.com, and choose Listen to WNWI. And we'd like to let you know also that you can hear our past radio programs and read our past The New Life and the Holy Trinity publications at our website, www.lhtbm.com. That's www.lhtbm.com. May God bless you. Copyright 2007 by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All rights are reserved by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. No part of this broadcast or any broadcast of the Growing God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, may be used, copied, or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission from the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church.